USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A teen is dead and three others are injured, including an officer, after a shooting in Washington, D.C. overnight at an unlicensed music festival called Mochella. Robert Bo Nettleton, a county commissioner in Val Verde County, Texas, is reporting they are going to step up busing illegal immigrants from border towns to other communities. He says, quote, "It will relieve some of the pressure off the border communities, but then it's going to create a problem in other communities," end quote. Small businesses have taken another hit in the hiring game. Companies with fewer than 50 employees have lost staffers in three of the past 4 months. That's according to ADP payroll data, even as employment at larger firms continues to grow. Owners of many small businesses say inflation has added to the pressures of an already tight job market. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
As the consequences of some soft-on-crime DAs is being revealed, more victims are revealing people that should have been behind bars and not back out on the streets have changed their lives forever.
A suspect tied to a 2018 New York City stabbing death of a 35-year-old Army veteran and father is now out of jail on a plea bargain. The victim's mother, Madeline Brame, is now criticizing progressive district attorneys for this and other soft-on-crime plea deals. Appearing on Fox News Live, Brame says that progressive policies are not effective.
It's extremely important, not just for me, but also for the hundreds, if not thousands, of other mothers and families across this country who are fighting for justice and closure for the murder of their loved one.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The New Hampshire Department of Safety is reporting a massive yacht caught fire on the Piscataqua River in Newcastle Saturday and sank after 3 people and 2 dogs jumped overboard. The 72-foot vessel, named Elusive, was on its way to the marina when it sank. The people and canines were rescued by Good Samaritans on nearby boats. Former Ambassador for Germany Rick Grenell on Newsmax over the weekend says President Biden's fall from his bicycle on Saturday, when combined with other incidents that have happened since his election, is just another piece of the puzzle that shows he's not well.
Well, first of all, our friends and our adversaries and others are watching this, and they're seeing the decline of Joe Biden. Everybody knows this. No one is allowed to say it in Washington, D.C., but everybody else sees it. Now, look, the fact is, falling off a bike, getting your foot caught in a pedal, all of that is what happens to normal people, and we wouldn't be able to kind of string this together if it didn't come with him falling upstairs, seeing a shuffle, seeing him shake hands with the air, seeing him literally like lose cognitive function in the middle of a speech. We all see it. And only in Washington, D.C. are they trying to say, don't believe what you see. And so today's episode, I think, is just another piece of that puzzle that Joe Biden is not well and that he clearly isn't running the country.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.